At every point, there will be economies and simplifications of method, discoveries of new artificial substances with new capabilities, and of new methods of utilizing power. There will be a progressive change in the apparatus and quality of human life, the sort of alteration of the percentages that causes no intellectual shock. Electric heating, for example, will become practicable in our houses, and then cheaper, and at last so cheap and good that nobody will burn coal any more. Little electric contrivances will dispense with menial service in more and more directions. The builder will introduce new, more convenient, healthier and prettier substances, and the young architect will become increasingly the intelligent student of novelty. The steam engine, the coal yard, and the tail chimney, and indeed all chimneys, will vanish quietly from our urban landscape. The speeding up and cheapening of travel and the increase in its swiftness and comfort will go on steadily, widening experience. A more systematic and understanding social science will be estimating the probable growth and movement of population and planning town and country on lines that would seem today almost inconceivably wise and generous. All this means a quiet broadening and aeration and beautifying of life. Utopian requirements, so far as the material side of things goes, will be executed and delivered.